Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, or shows and tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joey. Joey.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Happy, happy Saturday, December 4th, countdown to Christmas. Welcome to 920 AM and 99.1 FM. Then you can also hear our show on 1340 AM and 92.3 FM, Saturday and Sunday mornings. I probably haven't gotten this right yet. And then you can hear the Joey English Daily Datebook on four stations, 5 days a week, 12 times a day. Sounds like math. So, after we're through with all of that, you can hear our show in real time on the KGX mobile app. After we're through Nigel, I've got to see pictures of the 6 new puppies, puts everything up on my website, joeyenglish.com, and also on my Facebook page. And I think on Fridays you'll be able to hear the Joey Factor with Dan McGrath on KWXY, if I am right with my crystal ball. Stay tuned. But sit back and relax. I will drive. We're going to start off with an entertainment segment with Dan Gore. Okay, Joey pals, restaurant of the week is not Dan Gore. It's not Oscars. This is Cabaret of the Week. It's a whole new feature. Look at what's going to go on here next week. Start us off with Tuesday, Dan.
Well, Tuesday we're doing a private event for Dionne Warwick here at Oscars. And we nominated Dionne for a star on the Palm Springs Walk of Stars. She'll receive that Wednesday, December 8th, and we're throwing her a huge party on December 7th in her honor. So that's what happens Tuesday. Wednesday, she gets her star in the Palm Springs Walk of Stars right in front of the Wellwood Library.
Slow down.
I'm trying to get it all out. So Wellwood Library on December 8th at 11 a.m. And then, of course, that night, we have the fantastic Angie Dickinson here, the recluse, right? I mean, people have not seen her in ages.
Yes. I just saw her on something on Turner Classic Movies. But what is she going to do?
So she's here, part of our interview series. She'll be interviewed by our local NBC correspondent, Sandy Newton. She'll talk about her career, her upbringing, her life now, what she's up to, and her experiences through show business.
Will we have the TV screens with snippets like you do?
Absolutely. A multimedia presentation with film clips, and there'll be a Q&A with her afterwards, meet and greet. That's on the 8th.
Okay, now wait, are you keeping up, Joey Pals? Tuesday was the private party for Dionne Warwick. Wednesday is Dionne's store. That's store. Dionne's star. That's open to the public. And then Wednesday night is Angie Dickinson at Oscars. You can come to that. Okay, Thursday.
Thursday, Lonnie Anderson from WKRP in Cincinnati. And, of course, amazing actress and, of course, wife to the Burt Reynolds. That's how we often remember her. But she will be here discussing her life now and her upbringing and her film clips, everything, same format, interview series with Lonnie Anderson. And then, of course, on Friday, 70 star Frida Payne will be here to discuss her new book, Band of Gold, and, of course, sing her hit song, Band of Gold, with her band. She'll sing some songs and talk about her book with the author of that as well, which the name's I can't remember the name, unfortunately.
Too much going on. All right, now, the public cannot come to the VIP reception for Tuesday night. That's by invitation only. But you can come to everything else. The star for Dionne, where is that going to be?
In front of the Wellwood Library, the star for Dionne Warwick will be presented to her right in front of the Wellwood Library next to Barbara Sinatra and Frank Sinatra's star. And that's at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, December 8th. Wednesday, December 8th.
That's why I've got my book open so we can look at this. Now, you don't know that in between Dionne Starr and Angie Dickinson, I have to go introduce Cindy Williamson and Gypsy out at the ACT Travel Club for 300 people. You want to go with me? You need one more thing to do? Okay, so we can all go to the Star Wednesday morning. We can all come to Angie Dickinson Wednesday night. We can all come to Lonnie Anderson Thursday night. And we can all come to Frida Payne Friday night. All right. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night. Is it dinner, drinks, menu? How's that working?
Everything. Full restaurant every night. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Yes. Yes. Can we talk about New Year's Eve?
Yes. Oh, let me turn the page. We have to look. Okay. New Year's Eve is Friday, December 31st.
Yes. So a Dragosaurus New Year's Eve. We have collected some of the oldest working female impersonators in the country. A lot of them have already been here. But way before there was ever a RuPaul and a RuPaul drag race, there were very famous drag queens and female impersonators in our country that have kind of been left in the sideline. But thanks to Bianca Del Rio and people that are friends with Bianca's been able to uplift a lot of these stars in their own right to the mainstream, like Bianca's been uplifted to. So we have Sherry Vine here. We have Heklina here, all seniors in our senior living, but amazing, amazing performers. And also Varla Jean Merman was a very, very well known in our community here.
I haven't seen her since Provincetown.
She will be here. And of course, our loving, loving Gypsy will be here, 89 years old. She is definitely the most senior Dragosaur that was going to be with us.
Oh, she's the most senior Gypsy? Oh, fabulous.
Out of those four drag queens, Gypsy's the oldest, yeah.
And probably the most active. I mean, he's just sharp as a tack. She still sharp as a tack. She'll be 90 on Valentine's Day.
Yep. And then we also have, so that's Dragosaurus New Year's Eve on New Year's Eve.
What are you saying, Dragosaurus?
Dragosaur, the oldest living Dragosaurus in captivity.
Dinosaurs? Like dinosaurs.
Oh, Joey. Oh. I know I mumble, but Dragosaur, yeah. Dragosaur is a common term that I like to think I created, Dragosaur. So, also, next year, Rich Little, Mary Lou Henner, Belinda Carlisle.
Now, New Year's Eve, one show, what's the format New Year's Eve? One seating, two seatings, what?
Right now, we have one seating. Everyone will do their own, will do a abbreviated show in their own right. Gypsy will host it. And there also dinner will be served as well. So
okay, because I'm going to bring Gypsy here. What time is it going to start?
The first seating is at 9 o'clock. Right now we have one seating.
Because I'm going to Marty's party, and Marty does the New York ball drop on California time. So at 9 o'clock, I will leave there and come over here, and then I wait for Gypsy. He'll be through at midnight.
Yes, right at midnight. Absolutely.
Where will I be napping?
In between.
Okay. Now, what other than this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at Oscars, are we still having the Sunday bitchiest brunch?
Yes. Sunday bitchiest brunch with Anita Rose every Sunday at 9, 11, and 1.
You're doing three of them, 9, 11, and 1. Okay. Now, how about the other nights? Are you open just as a dinner restaurant? How's that going? What?
Yeah, we are open every day now, every day for from 11 o'clock on, except for Monday. We're only open for dinner. So Monday, we are not open for lunch. Tuesday through Friday, we are open at 11 o'clock. Saturday and Sunday, we do serve breakfast as well during our events as well. So Saturday and Sunday, we have weekend breakfast, the Bitches Brunch, the Mimosa Men. We have the local celebrity Cal David here, is here every Monday night with the Blues. We have Terry Ray and Mel England, who star in Electricity, the play.
I just saw that this season. That's wonderful, Joey Pals. I never wanted it to end. You know when you sit through a play and you say, oh, well, there's no intermission, is there? Or is there? I've forgotten, see? I'm older now. So it was just wonderful. Give us the plot line of that.
So Electricity is based on two men that fall in love throughout 40 years. They meet once a year during their high school reunion.
Every year or every 10 years?
Every 10 years they meet, yeah.
It's like Come September, that movie Alan Alda made. But it's wonderful. And they wrote it and produced it and did everything themselves.
Terry Ray wrote it, correct, yeah. He's a ghostwriter for many shows on TV. There are such a thing as ghostwriters. They don't get any credit because the names get the credit. And so he wrote many things for television, not credited, and now he wanted to do something for where he could be seen and give himself a job, so he wrote this. As well as he wrote My Sister's So Gay with Lonnie Anderson. Lonnie Anderson is his mother, plays his mother in a streaming show called My Sister's So Gay. Lonnie Anderson is in that, too. So it's a small world here in Austin.
And when is Electricity airing, playing?
Electricity is live play every Tuesday here at Oscars. Okay. Yeah.
But not this next Tuesday, because, never mind. This will all be up on JoeyEnglish.com. Okay, are we talking about the new kid on the block? Not yet. Okay, after the first of the year? I just want to know what's going on. What's going on here? Okay, now you're expecting a lot of stars to be around for Dion's Star, right? If people want to come, they can't come to the VIP reception, but they want to see these stars, come to Dion's Star. Who are you expecting? Can you name some people?
We have a public red carpet, so if they want to see the stars for Dion's party, they can watch from across the street. or from Bill's Pizza, but we have, the city was very generous to actually block the sidewalk off for us. So we have a live red carpet event on Tockwitz, I'm sorry, on Indian Canyon, where beginning where the old police station is.
Yes.
So that's where arrivals will take place, and then walk the red carpet, and then enter Oscars.
Oh my gosh.
A lot of people, unless you're, a lot of people probably won't be too recognizable, but some might be, yeah.
And then Saturday, this show is Saturday. We're sitting at Oscars, but my show is for Saturday. Today, they're expecting 100,000 people at the Festival of Lights parade.
And you're doing, you're commentating, commentating, same thing, right? Yeah.
Starring in, eating at, no, commentating from Crazy Mills. They're expecting 100,000 people.
People are ready to rock and roll and get out, yeah. And we have Gunhild Carling tonight, a Swedish performer. She's absolutely fantastic. It will probably be her last time she's here because she is blowing up like crazy. She's amazing.
Describe her a little bit. She's fabulous, Joey Pals. I've seen her. How many instruments does she play?
She plays 10 instruments, yeah. She's trained her whole family to play with her. She's beyond words. She's sung for the King of Sweden. She's traveled throughout the world. She blew up during COVID, during the pandemic, because she was stuck at home with all her kids. She taught her kids more instruments to play. About four of her children play with her. She tap dances and sings. Her daughter sings beautifully. All her kids are multi-talented. Her husband's talented. It's a sight to behold.
And Joey Pals, she plays two trumpets at once. Three? Oh, I didn't see three. I saw two. I can play one. See, that's why I'm commentating the parade and not doing that. Okay. Just regular food. What kind of menu do we have here?
We have a new menu by Chef Alex. So come on down. Just American food. You know, salads and burgers, chicken, steak, salmon. We have it all here. American cuisine.
Phone number, you've got to make reservations. You can do it online. Listen how.
325-1188. Call us. 325-1188. OscarsPalmSprings.com.
Thank you, Dan Gorgo. Take a nap. Thanks for being all that you are. Are you a restaurant, an entertainment venue? What are you? Three Ring Circus? What is
everything. Yeah. Three Ring Circus sounds right. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, thanks, Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, it's time to talk about Liberty Trees. It's Christmas time. Trees that are freshly cut, they're not stored for months. They come from Montana and Idaho, sometimes within a day of being cut. And Liberty Trees will deliver them. Remember, there are tree stands available, and they don't leak, and they put them on for you, and they're already level, and you can reuse the tree stands year to year. They also have wreaths and garlands. They'll flock to any color. I've seen rainbow trees. I've seen black trees. I've seen pink trees. They're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., up to and through Christmas Day, because a lot of folks fly into town on Christmas Day and want a tree. Their lot is at 73796 San Luis Rey in Palm Desert. You can call, get this, the name of the gal who owns Liberty Trees is Sequoia. Is that a great name for a tree lady? 406, that's Montana's area code. 406-531-8018. Merry Christmas.